All right, they should call it Muscle Away, but it's called Doc Disc. Paul Coxey, we met up with them at the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show, and we started talking our conversation a little bit about clean, drain, and dry, but that doesn't seem to be enough to get rid of those little guys.
Actually, Bob, we've been working on a dock disc for 5 years now, and we feel it's much better than clean, drain, or dry. Unfortunately, there's fallacies in that clean, drain, or dry because each state has their own laws implemented into it. So some are talking about temperatures of water being just out of the tap water. Some are saying it needs to be 120. We know the mussels won't die unless it's 140 or above.
And we don't have water like that.
No, you can't even get pressure cleaners that will clean at that temperature. So we know that that's a real difficulty. Okay. We also know that they don't allow them to be out of the water long enough in the drying process. They want to appease the boater. The boater wants to put the boat in the water every weekend, correct? The actual mussel life outside of the water can be between 10 and 14 days. And if there's moisture anywhere in that period of time, you really need to recount. You start your count over again. The dock disc has been formulated, like I said, for 5 years. It is a couple of elements that work together. When placed in the water, it'll create an ionic exchange, it creates a force field. Yeah. That force field or barrier is 15 feet around each one of our discs, spherically. So it's like a big ball. And that will protect for as long as 6 months. Now, what it does to protect them, like I said, it creates that force field and causes them discomfort. And that discomfort means that they don't want to be there. So they're gone. It also disrupts the breeding cycle. So we can reduce population slightly, ever so slightly, by going ahead and putting the disc in the water and letting it do its work.
There's no harm to the environment. There's no harm to vegetation. There's no harm to the fishing.
As a matter of fact, I've taken the disc 100 times or more, poured water through it, and drank the water myself. It's actually used in the process of purification of water. So we know that we can use it in reservoirs, and we can use it in any body of water in America.
So the zebra mussels are the ones primarily that...
Zebra and quaggas.
And quaggas, okay.
Which are both cousins to each other. Both came out of the Caspian Sea. Slightly different shell and how they function in their shells and where they live in the water. So,
how long will a disc... I mean, most people that have a dock are going to need more than one, but how long does a disc last?
Up to 6 months is what we said.
Okay.
Now, we know we've had some last 9 months, but there's some environmental things that go into play there. If the temperature's hot, the energy in the disc will be expended quicker. If it's sunny, it will also go quicker. If there's a high alkaline content, it also will go quicker. Some things that will slow it down is cold water temperature, shade, and current, which is very mild. Mm-hmm. But we know, and we tell everybody the last 6 months.
Are these available retail?
They are.
Okay.
At the show here, this right now we have them at $50 a set.
Are you finding marinas that have had some problems with mussels that are starting to use these now?
Yeah, we've just started commercializing in the latter part of last year. So we've seen great success in Lake Powell on the Arizona-Utah border, particularly with houseboats. So people are hanging them off of the slips or they're hanging directly off their houseboat when they're in the middle of the water. Now, we suggest that when they're trolling, of course, to pull them up out of the water because it's not going to do any good to expend the energy of the disc while it's trolling. But at anchor at any point in time, just put the disc in the water and it'll start working immediately.